Strip club robbed of $22,000 in $1 bills, I thought it was a joke. By Amy Furr on July 19, 2022. A Providence, Rhode Island, strip club was recently robbed of a huge amount of cash, most of which was in $1 bills. Cadillac Lounge manager Ed Amondi explained he had the money out and was counting it prior to opening hours when the incident occurred, according to CBS Boston. A man entered and pointed a gun at his head, telling him, "This is a robbery." The suspect allegedly snatched $3,500 out of Amondi's hands. He also demanded he open a safe holding $22,000 in $1 bills. "He took all the ones, I could hear him stacking them into the big bag he had," Amondi recalled, adding, "Obviously, he knew he had a lot of money in there." According to reports, John Taygood now faces a charge of armed robbery, and law enforcement said he had on a mask during the incident. "I thought it was a joke, this can't be," the manager told reporters during a recent interview, noting the man probably had inside information regarding the safe. A photo showed a police car parked behind the club as authorities investigated the incident. The Cadillac Lounge's social media page said it is located at 361 Charles Street in Providence. Law enforcement later confirmed the man accused in the Cadillac Lounge robbery worked at the business. "Through interviews from some of the employees, we were able to realize that it did look like an inside job. It was revealed that one of the employees was responsible," an official said. In April, officials in Greenville County, South Carolina, announced a bank robbery suspect was taken into custody at a strip club, Fox Carolina reported. The suspect was accused of robbing a Wells Fargo and was identified as 50-year-old Charles Michael Edenfield. The Greenville County Sheriff's Office confirmed Edenfield was arrested Wednesday night at Lost Gentlemen's Club on Transit Drive. They said he had bills in his possession but redacted how much money it was, the outlet stated.